Well, in number terms, the Gardaí and Donegal force has dropped from 466 in 2010 to 392, a loss of 74 Gardaí to the county. And this is too much, particularly when one takes into consideration the growing pressures from increasing crime and violence. Our communities, and particularly those in rural areas, have been vulnerable and uneasy due to the decrease in these numbers. Of course, we have a number of rural guards. The barracks would have closed with the closure of the district headquarters in Glenties, and I've called for the reopening of that. So all in all, I believe that the Minister must now reconsider and give additional resources to the Gardaí and increase substantially the number of Gardaí in Donegal.
And you are calling for that to be done within a three-year period. It's not just an issue in Donegal, it is a countrywide one. And is a three-year period for the restoration a realistic one?
Well, I believe it is. I believe that any government have a responsibility to our people to ensure that we can live in areas where there should be a minimum crime level. And consequently, this is a major, major priority with me. And I also believe it should be a major priority with the government.